Corinthians chapter 3. So good to see you. I appreciate the good atmosphere of worship tonight. I want to encourage you as a man to come to the prayer room at 7:15 Wednesday night. Lord, you missed a great blessing down there tonight. And I sure do feel better. I've been around my brother and sisters. And you listen to me. Don't you distant yourself with your brother and sisters. You'll get hurt quick. I know a lot of preachers have distanced themselves from other preachers because they don't fit in their box and they're in shambles tonight. They're in depression. You know something? Sometimes, Brother Randall, man needs his friend. Amen, Brother Dennis. Sometimes a man needs a shoulder to cry on. You say, well, crying ain't for big boys. Well, it is for this big boy. He's about 40 pound overweight. Crying's for me. Philippians 3. Finally, my brethren. Sound like he's fixing to quit writing, but you'll notice Philippians has four chapters. It's what he says, rejoice in the Lord. Then he says, to write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it's safe. Beware of dogs. You Alabama fans say amen right there. Don't throw a book, Brother Dennis. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Them religious folk. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Verse 10. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings been made conformable unto His death. Thank you for standing tonight. I want to share three quick thoughts out of Philippians chapter 3 tonight. And I'll be aware of time. But I want to talk about, first of all, Paul's final declaration. Paul's reminder of fatal danger. And Paul's statement of faithful dedication. First of all, his final declaration. Philippians 3:1, finally, my brethren, not the world, but my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Tell me something. How could a man be in a jail cell, chained to a Roman prisoner, write this epistle back to the church of Philippi and say, rejoice in the Lord? My goodness, we have just a few bumps and knocks and takes the wind right out of us. But isn't it amazing? He says, rejoice not in the Baptists. Rejoice not in your bank account and your savings. Don't even rejoice in your experiences, but rejoice in Jesus. My goodness, I am reminded tonight that happiness comes from happenings, but joy only comes from Jesus. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And so he says, rejoice in the Lord. Now, how do you rejoice in the Lord? I'm going to tell you, God is sovereign tonight. He's sitting on the throne and nothing takes Him by surprise. Brother Larry, I don't know why God would take an 18-year-old child on to glory. All I know to tell you tonight, sir, is heaven's sweeter today than it was yesterday. And the things that I don't know tonight, the things I do know will get me through the things I don't know. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So his final declaration, rejoice in the Lord. Every time we come to Liberty Baptist Church, we ought to be rejoicing in the Lord. We ought to leave our troubles out yonder, our thoughts and worries out there, and come here for one thing. He seeks those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. He don't want us to come for a Mother's Day reunion. He don't want us to come to a happy birthday club. He seeks those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. You got to have the right spirit to worship God tonight. You got to have truth to worship Him. Now don't clam up on me. I'll get on your mama's day again tonight. Father's Day soon coming. I'm going to throw a rock at him too. The Easter Bunny tries to creep and hop through here. Oh, I see some of y'all looking down tonight. I'll get your Santa Claus in a minute. Rejoice in the Lord. Isaiah seen him in chapter number 6. I'm glad tonight that as Isaiah, he seen him high and lifted. Can I tell you, Jesus is still high and lifted. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted. Isn't it amazing? It takes certain trials, certain things to come in our life for us to see the Lord. A death come for him to see the Lord. I wonder what it's going to take you, ma'am, that your name's on church, on the church row at Liberty Baptist Church, but you're not washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've not been born again. I wonder if God got to take one of your younguns before he saves you. He said, the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. I'm going to tell you, death ain't all so bad. If you could get saved over somebody dying, it'd be worth the death of that tonight. I saw the Lord high and lifted. I'm rejoicing in His place tonight. Nobody's put Him, Brother Kevin, off His throne. I'm rejoicing in His position. He's high and lofty. And I'm glad He's my Heavenly Father tonight. I'm glad I'm one of His little young'uns by the good grace of God. I'm rejoiced in His place. I'm rejoiced in His position. I can rejoice in His power. The Bible said this. When He was high and lifted, His train filled the temple. You know why God ain't walking in the average Baptist church? He ain't high and lifted tonight. Right. Honey, you put Him on the throne where He belongs and get us out of the picture and quit worshiping pagan holidays. And go to putting Jesus high and holy. The Bible said His train filled the temple. Boy, ain't it a blessing when we get here and I ain't even got to preach. We've got to keep reminded we are in the Laodicean church age. Don't let the world get our church. If I got to get me a garbage can lid and a ball bat and bang it to wake you up, I'm going to get one. But I'm not going to swallow a goldfish to get you here. My goodness, high and lifted. And His train filled the temple. I'm going to rejoice in His presence. Now, you can say this you want to. I can be a Christian and stay home and listen to the TV boys. No, you can't. No, you can't. You're going to miss great benefits for being at His temple. It's nothing like when His glory fills the house. Boy, it's a great difference, friend, in pumping and priming and the Holy Ghost meeting with His children. Paul said, finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Listen to me. Let me tell you something that I found out about. Don't rejoice in things. You can lose them quick. Don't rejoice in people, Brother Gerald. They'll let you down quick. Brother Gerald taught me a good lesson one time. There's a woman here bothering me. Anybody ever bother you? Any of y'all human enough people bother you? He taught me just wait on the Lord, preacher. I done found out the Lord can do more with folks than I can. High and lifted. That's why we don't see Him more, because we don't lift Him. I wish Miss Orion could come back tonight for just a minute. I ought not wish that on her, Miss Flo. You remember how she'd be a fire starter in her service? She'd say, "Preacher, I need to say something." About 10:05, fire starter. Thank God, fire. I never will forget, she heard us preaching on the radio. She said, "You care if Church of God people come down there where you preach?" I said, "Honey, the door swings both ways at Liberty Baptist Church." She loved preaching, Brother Lee. Your mama loved Holy Ghost preaching. And she had no problem getting a fire started. Matter of fact, she could say more than the average Baptist preacher could say in about 3 minutes. I love to hear her cut that siren on. And listen, when she'd say, "Ha!" You better listen. She fixing to tell you something. She fixing to tell you something good, too. Lord, I wish he'd come back. See, if we'll just lift him where he's supposed to be, his presence will be in the temple. Let me tell you something, folks. If people come here to see me and you, they've wasted gas. But if they can hear from the Lord and see Him lifted high and holy and His presence fill the temple, the Bible said that His presence, His glory, shook the posts of the temple. That's what people need Sunday, is a good shaking by the Holy Ghost. Now tonight, notice this, not only does Paul in a jail cell, he's saying, you can rejoice, a final declaration. I wish we could get there so we could rejoice in the Lord every day of our life. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice that your names are written down in the Lamb's book of life. Some of you looking down, it's like you've lost your ball game. We're on the winning side. See Miss Dawn driving her mail car this week. It amazes me how she can drive sitting in the middle of that seat. And I thought she was going to get ugly. She come down the hill and she got up to about 65. So I had to get up to about 70 to get beside her. And I'd done this. And you know what she done? We need to have that kind of attitude going down the road at 70 miles an hour. Saying, "Thank you, Lord, for saving something like me, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for saving somebody like me." Woo, hallelujah, I'm glad I'm saved tonight. So we see His final declaration. But then number two tonight, for the sake of time, notice He talks about a fatal danger. He says, "Beware of dogs." I'm glad He didn't say, "Watch dogs." Some of you'd have laid out and went to the Georgia game. He said, "Beware of dogs." Now, dogs in Paul's day, they roamed in packs. They were rending and tearing and devouring. And dogs, they wreaked havoc with sheep. The last thing you want in your sheep is a pack of hungry dogs. Amen. Amen. Help me preach tonight. We're fixing to calm down in a minute. You better help me preach tonight. Many deceivers were attacking the flock in the early church. The fatal danger, dog. I want to say tonight, in our local Baptist churches, they are some pointers. They some point. They love to point their finger at me. I used to have a pointer dog. And I had me one of them lemon pointers. That rascal could get there and he'd lock up and he'd point every time. This thing, I had some come in there, what we call backing. In other words, they come behind him and pointed him too. So they some pointers in the church. What are you talking? I've noticed there's a lot of people pointing at people. I've noticed everybody, Brother Kevin, knows how to handle the bear till they get a hold of him. I know how to pastor that church. Oh, really? You can't even get your huggy changed, much less pastor a church. You can't even get to church 3 times a week, much less lead a people to God. Look down. I'm going to give you some more to look down at before I'm done. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 1. Galatians 6, verse number 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, kill him. That's a Baptist motto. No, restore or repair. Such a one, watch this, in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You better not say I wouldn't do that. You better not say if he is right with God, he wouldn't be doing that. You better consider yourself, or you'll soon be tempted. You better not trust this that we robed in tonight. They some pointers in the church. I notice how folks love to point at young'uns. Honey, you just hang on. Them little babies in the nursery tonight, they may be on your toes, but it's coming a day. They're going to be on your heart. You better not be ridiculing somebody else's young'uns. It's coming down your house for long. Whoop, whoop, whoopee! Hallelujah, I'm glad I'm saved. You better watch them pointers in the church. Oh my, if there's going to be a pointer, we ought to be pointing to him. Saying, ain't nobody like him tonight. The pointers, and then I noticed this, them dogs, they some setters. A lot of setters. They don't want to do nothing but whine about them that's doing something. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Setters. Wonder how come Billy Akers has got an issue with somebody that's doing something. If you get off your lazy backside and do something, amen. Setters in the church. You know what they do? Some of y'all, can tell some of y'all ain't never been bird hunters. They walk up instead of pointing, I've seen them sit right down. I went and got an old dog one time down at Clem. They said, man, that dog's a crackerjack. He'll find every covey of bird round about, and if you'll just go get it. That rascal, I ain't never seen nothing like it. He'd walk out there, Brother Mike, when he'd smell birds, he'd just sit down. I said, what's the dog doing? And I walked up. I said, dog. I said, that dog's crazy. Dog walked up there and sat down. I walked right in the cubby. I better have my gun down at the ground. Boy, it's a lot of setters in the church. Hey, and they want to complain why things ain't getting done. What are you getting done? Hey, let me hit that nursery list right quick. Oh, Lord, it got so quiet then. Whoa, you'd think we was at a grave decorating day. Amen. Nursery. Workers in the church. Sweeping, cleaning up where your little hogs has messed up and eat their little goodies through the day. Look like little hog troughs where they sit. Amen. All their little stuff, all their little things they've left. You ought to bend down, pick some of that up, you old setter. you ought to invite somebody to church too, you old setter. Somebody say amen right there. Setters in the church. We go in there now. I don't know how many we'll feed Sunday. But I'd say 250 ought to be a light number. I wonder, is them three or four deacons we got going to clean up after that mob? Because you know they got a title. They're table waiters, Brother Kevin. You know they got nothing to do with Christians, table waiters. Hello, the phone's ringing. Pick it up. There's a little gal texted me on the way to church. And she said, is this Haley? What's up? Hey, "Hey, is this Haley? What's up?" And I turned, I said, "No, this ain't Haley. This is a preacher." She come back and said, "Huh." I said, "This ain't Haley. This is a preacher." She said, "Is you for real?" I said, "I is for real, honey." I said, "Pick the phone up. It ain't the wrong number. Get busy for the grace of God and do something for His glory tonight." Miss Deanne, bless her heart, she's got to sit there just about, she's got to pray 12,000 times to come up with four names that will go down the nursery and do what God expects us to do as our part of Liberty Baptist Church. Son, it's quiet. I ain't leaving there yet till I get a shout. You ought to thank God we got a bunch of little old young'uns in our nursery. I know a lot of churches don't need a nursery. They need a mortuary. Of course, I could tell you how to cure nursery. All you got to do one time is make a lasting impression on that backside and say, "Now I said, set there." And so when they go to acting a fit and acting crazy, go right back in yonder and get that rod out of the window sill and say, "Now listen, if I don't put these stripes on you now, the government will later." Young'uns got to be trained. And you got to start somewhere. I wonder how many times the devil's told people, "Well, my kids act too crazy to bring them to church." Well, won't you do something about it? They'd do me like they did the black preacher. If I was to paddle them, they'd put me in the chain gang. But I'm going to tell you now, buddy. I guarantee you, if my daddy got hold of there, one of your young'uns, it wouldn't be no nursery business going on. They'd put him in the chain gang. He believed in old glory, stars and stripes. He put on the straps and I seen the stars. Listen, my daddy'd get you at Kroger in the mayonnaise aisle. He didn't care if he was around green beans, a ketchup display. If he said no, that meant no. And if it meant you better sit down at that table and eat that mama put on your plate, you better be trying the best you can to get it down. I seen my big brother one time. He was about Brother Tommy's size. He just got big enough to get a smart aleck. He walked in one time in the back door and my daddy was standing. And I don't know what big brother said, but he said the wrong thing. And the last I seen, brother, his feet come up over his head and he went over a little table mama had in the corner and he looked like a big buffalo trying to get up out of the floor. But you know something? Next time he walked in the back door of our house, he knowed who daddy was. Amen. Young'uns is going to try you. We try the Lord, don't we? Young'uns is going to try. You ain't got to abuse and beat on young'uns. Tear that backside up one or two good times. Amen? Don't let them sit there and make you look goofy. They not to tell you what to do. You the mama, you the daddy. Bible said, spare the rod, spoil the child. Put it to them. Put it to them right. We was raised in an old church. Had them old wood floors and they popped when you walked. And daddy, I got big enough, Brother Kevin. Daddy, let me go to sitting by myself. I was about probably seven. With my little old cousins. Lord, he got me tickled one time and I couldn't stop. And I heard that old floor go to creaking and a popping. I didn't even have to look. I knowed who's coming up that aisle behind me. And that's what he did. Brother Phil, when he got down there, he said, and it wasn't none of this. And it sure wasn't none of this. Mm-mm. My daddy would have crawled over visitors, over pews, over deacons, over everything, said, "Boy, you must have misunderstood me." Where did that go from setters? So that covered some ground, ain't it, Brother Gerald? That's right. We was talking about getting something done. Thank you. Tag team preaching tonight. Pointers, setters, and then they some retrievers. They always getting, but they never are giving. Now notice they'll drag the craziest things up. Retrievers. Be careful what you got in your mouth. Say amen, that Copenhagen right there, ladies. Punch him. Say amen right there. Shepherds. They think that king of the hill. One cost me $350 because he got out of an electric fence and eat my neighbor's dog up. They a boy dog. They think they something else. And then they's them little feists. They irritate me. You ever pull up in somebody's driveway and that little old thing looks like a cat and he says, "Yeah, yeah, 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 yeah." You want to get out and just... Say, "You ain't big enough to bark." Little fast dogs. Boy, they irritating. Boy, watch this. Sooners. They'd just soon come church and knock. They'd just soon drink a little Budweiser's knock. They'd just soon smoke a little weed as not. They'd just soon talk about the man of God as not. Sooners. I like them, Sooners. And then I noticed there's another dog come in. It's them boxers. They always want to stir up a church fight. Boxers. And then, y'all ever watch these little old poodles? Lord Jesus, I've seen something else on them little old poodles. You ever notice these gals, they'll take them to the poodle shop, and they'll come out and their little old toenails is painted so pretty and red, and them little things come in, boy, they got some kind of walk, ain't they? You ever notice them poodles come in the house of God, they come a-princing around and say, "Ain't I something? I've been to the beauty shop, ain't I something? Ain't I something?" Oh, them little poodles. Sometime I like to grab one of them little poodles. Get me a good mud hole. And then you know, there's a pooch. They got the poochy lip. "I'm mad. I'm the elder brother. Somebody got saved. They got my parking spot. I'm mad. I'm on the porch pouting. Lord, our church is growing. You know, I remember we was in a storefront and had an air conditioner. We was taking up $43 a week. Now I'm all pooched out because somebody's coming to our church. I'm pooched out because they're spending all the money here. Praise God. I'm glad that's something you ain't got to fight over because there ain't nothing here to fight over." I supposed to went to church this week, had 170-something thousand in the building fund. I'm glad I didn't preach there. We're to be a channel, not a reservoir. Pooch. Come here, Pooch. Come here, Pooch. Well, I'll be saying, go, Pooch. Go, Pooch. I told y'all I got too filled down there in the prayer room. We need some dogs. We need some watchdogs. We need some seeing eye dogs. You ever seen anybody can't see and that dog's such a blessing? How does that dog, Brother Chris, see that red light? I don't understand that. How does a blind man walk out on Broad Street with a seeing eye dog, that dog stops and he stops, and that dog sees that light change, he takes him through the street? That's amazing to me. Wouldn't that be a blessing if we'd be a seeing eye dog? So people couldn't see and we could lead them to Christ. And then wouldn't it be a blessing if we could have some huskies, Brother Joe? Boy, they pack dogs. They can tote a load. It's amazing to me how they'll pull people across that terrain. It's amazing. And you know something? Any of y'all old as me, now I'm quitting. My watch is beeping. I'm kidding. Ain't it amazing? Did anybody ever see the show Lassie? Now y'all telling how old you are. Brother Chuck ain't raised his hand. He ain't never seen Lassie. Miss Angie, I thought he was older than that. You know what Lassie was known for? As a friend. That little old boy would get in trouble and here come Lassie. I want to be a Lassie. I want to be a collie that be a blessing to people. Be a friend. And then, not only did we see this final declaration and this fatal danger, but we've seen a faithful dedication in verse 10. Look what Paul said. That I may know Him. And I want to simply say this. I'm not going to discuss it much. I simply want to say this because I think you'll get it. Paul said that I may know Him. There's a big difference in meeting someone and knowing someone. You may say, well, I met Brother Ken, but I don't know him. Well, how do you get to know me? You got to talk to me. You got to spend time with me. Isn't it amazing how people come to our church one time, see one service, and they come to the conclusion about the whole ministry for one service? I don't think I'd judge a preacher on one sermon. I don't think I'd judge a person on one interview. We're all human. Paul said, everything I've lost, everything I give away, I count it as dung just to win Christ. He said, my job, my freedom, my friends, my family, right out of jail cell now, he said, I've lost everything, but I've gained everything. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. I appreciate you coming so much. Stand with us.